From the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer. Travel with Valerie Delia. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Lonnie Perkins and friends, you made it. You made it all the way to the holiday weekend, and happy official 4th of July holiday weekend to you. And look at us. We're all out on the road. For instance, Christine Nicholas, you know, New York's first lady of hospitality. She's actually not in New York. She's out on Long Island in the Hamptons. Hey, Lady Hamptons, how are you?
Well, good to be with you. I mean, it is still New York. Yes, I noticed you corrected yourself on that. It is still part of
New York.
Well,
not the city. It's not the city. There you go.
Right. But on the weekends, it should be the city. I mean, it's really just an extension. It's a little bit like Miami being the sixth borough, right? I mean,
well, and if you go all the way down the shore, you would find me coming to you from Cape May. So here we are on the same ocean,
beautiful.
But neither one of us in the city tonight. And it's going to be a great show, partly because, Christine, where you're reporting from at this very moment, there's going to be a site of several nice, wonderful Hamptons events that we're going to get previews of tonight. Looking forward to that. And we're going to spend some time on another island tonight. Staten Island's very own Vito Fisella is going to join us. Borough president, making big waves out there. Now, Vito, I mean, he's been a guest on my show when he was, you know, congressman and other things. Now he's the borough president. I want to see if he's like, you know, like a little more buttoned up, because he's always, you know, he's so like, you know, just shoot from the hip kind of guy to begin with. You're like, does he really, you know, does he take his job seriously? I'm joking.
The fun thing about Staten Island for July 4th is it brings back so many happy memories. When I was in City Hall, and we would always look forward to the Traverse Day Parade, which is one of the largest 4th of July parades. So we're going to hear about that. I want to see how that's still going strong. And there's a lot of great things going on in Staten Island. So Borough President Vito Fisella will be our guest later today. And as you mentioned, there's a lot of events in the Hamptons throughout the summer.
Yep.
So, you know, Schneps Communications, Vicki Schneps started this as a newspaper outlet, but it has grown and grown. So we're going to have Josh Schneps, who's working there, sort of working with his mom, Vicki. It's a great family-run business, and we'll hear from Josh on some of the events that they're doing. You know, Kevin, a lot of media companies today are going into the event business. You know, Cranes does that a lot. Observer does it. The Wall Street Journal does it. They have these big events, and it really helps supplement the income of the advertising income, which, as we know, there's a lot of competition for that. So radio as well.
And we're loving not only the number of events we've been able to do at AM 970 and AM 570 here in the city, but we hope in 2022 to 23 to, you know, maybe double that or quadruple that. And we've got some new ideas, too, that we're going to be floating out there. So yeah, event business, you know, it's a way to still connect people, and it's certainly a way to make your advertisers feel good. Well, I'm dying to ask you, what are you going to be doing this holiday? What's your big plans?
Well, I have the privilege and honor of being with Adrienne Arsh this weekend. You know, our good friend Adrienne Arsh, who's the businesswoman philanthropist, the woman who gave $5 million to the Metropolitan Museum of Art so that they could ensure that their interns will be paid. It's the same Adrienne Arsh who supported the Performing Arts Center in Miami to the point where they named it for her. So it's now the Adrienne Arsh Center, Performing Arts Center. And then she's done so many other things. She's the vice chairman of the Atlantic Council. But we are going, she's my plus one, or I'm her plus one, to Lally Wayman's birthday party in Southampton, which is an annual tradition. So we're very excited about that. And then there's a couple of other things that we're going to see and do. And it's all exciting because I don't normally go to the Hamptons. I'm not the Hamptons type of girl.
Sounds like a fabulous hoity-toity kind of weekend for you. I'm going to kind of do the opposite. I've got the ankle biters in tow. We packed up the expedition. We headed down, and we're going to spend the next 3 days on the beaches of Cape May. And then we've never seen it before, but we've been told that with the lighthouse and everything here at the end of it's the southernmost tip of New Jersey where we're coming to you from, that they have a very special fireworks show every year. Not anything that'll parallel what's going on in, you know, the Hudson, but it's going to be
River
special
this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's going to be it's going to be a lot of fun, and you know that we'll be watching the East River stuff on DVR because I always like to DVR that. It's just something special about just watching it, seeing and hearing the music. You know, they always string together the military themes, and it's just I don't know. It makes you feel like good old all American.
No, it really is special, and I will be back for the fireworks. I don't want to miss that. And with our family, so that's always exciting. And our good friend Arthur Bacall over at River Park, they have a great vantage point to look at the fireworks. So if you are looking for something to do, listeners, go to River Park. They've got a great vantage point. They're serving a dinner along with it. So it's a little bit of a fancy thing, but not too fancy. I mean, you know, but look into it. It's worth it. And Cape May, Kevin, I wanted to ask you, I've only been there once, but Cape May is known for their Victorian houses. Is that correct?
The architecture here, there's a lot of Victorian, not Victorian. Yes, what you said. But, you know, the kind of centerpiece of the downtown part of Cape May is a very famous hotel, the Congress Hall. And there have been multiple presidents that have stayed there. Multiple times, and it is an enormous structure. It's about, I want to say, 3 or 4 stories high, but it is a huge, long L shape with these long, long sidewalks and these very tall columns. And there's something special about, and they have these really old-fashioned rocking chairs that are super tall on the back.
Nice.
It's just kind of, but it faces the ocean. And they have this huge lawn, and there's, you know, cornhole games going on all over the place, and my kids love that. And, you know, we get all done up, and we go have cocktails on the lawn, and the kids play cornhole.
Oh, that sounds sweet.
And it's going to be a fun little weekend. And then, you know, we'll be back at it, you know, swinging radio around the airwaves on Tuesday. But we're gonna live this up for our little getaway for the holiday.
No, you know, it's great. The Jersey Shore really is a fantastic place to go because they've really preserved the ocean view, oceanfront for pedestrians. They've got that beautiful boardwalk. So, you know, the Hamptons are gorgeous, but it's a bit exclusive. It's hard to find a beach on the Hamptons that you can actually access.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And we love them. We love the beaches in Cape May, and we love the beaches in the Hamptons. This year we're going to Cape May. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot of good things to talk about, friends. The full hour is going to include lots to see and do. We're kind of expanding Christine's tips because basically everything we're talking about with Vito, you could do this weekend on Staten Island. And, of course, the events that will be in the Hamptons this coming summer, including one that's just around the corner. So we're looking forward to all of that. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. It is a fun Friday edition on this holiday weekend. Don't go away.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Every week we promise you're going to get a straight answer to a real-life question from the one and only Mike Connors. And Mike, this week's question comes from Bobby from Queens. Bobby writes, I am a widow, and I want to leave everything to my only son. He's in a rocky marriage, and I want to make sure his wife gets nothing from me. How can I make sure of this? Thanks, Bobby from Queens. Mike Connors.
All right. Well, the problem's not that great. We put the assets in a trust, and it goes from the child to the grandchildren. A lot of different what-ifs who's going to be the trustee if something happens to the son. It's a solvable problem. It's just what options are available, and we talk it over, and we should be able to come up with a good plan.
You know, sadly, these types of situations do occur in which you don't necessarily want someone getting something. But let me ask you, Mike, generally speaking, is it ideal to have even some minor conflicts work through so that ultimately, you know, a situation can be resolved with less acrimony than this particular situation, per se?
Yeah, in this case, maybe name somebody else to be the trustee, and the son can say, hey, I don't have any control of it. My cousin has control, or my brother, or whatever. You know, this is an only child case, though. But there are a lot of different ways to go, and but there is a solution. We put it in trust, so it doesn't go straight to the estate of the son, that it goes to the grandchildren.
And friends, if you want, maybe you have a similar situation. And again, you know, each one of these has a lot of nuance to them. And that's what makes Connors and Sullivan so great. They understand exactly how to construct it for you. 718-238-6500. Call them today, 718-238-6500. And send your questions to AskMikeConnors@gmail.com. And then be listening as he answers on his own show, 8 a.m. Saturday mornings on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. And Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970. The Answer. Mike Connors, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year will not last, so order now. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slippers. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with My Pillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Made with quality leather suede. Remember, for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Order now. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use the promo code AM970.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Mike Gallagher sees things stacking up.
Remember what they said when the new election law went into place in Georgia? It suppresses the vote. That's what Biden and the Democrats kept screaming. Well, apparently not. It is falling apart, and they are headed for a massive reckoning.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970. The Answer.
Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, Christine Nicholas, my sidekick on Friday nights, when we talk about fun and tourism and those types of things, the lead singer for the Hot Sardines there talking about, you know, she's running wild. She could be talking about the Staten Island 4th of July parade when, you know, everybody comes out and runs wild with patriotism and loves their country and says, let's celebrate this great place that we live. And, you know, our next guest, he's been a friend to both of us for a while, and shame on us, we've not invited him to be on since he's won his new post on Staten Island as the borough president there. And I usually have you introduce the guest, but I think I might just take the liberty to say Vito Frisella. It is good to have you back here on AM 970. People may remember you did a weekend show for about a blink and a half before you became borough president, but it's good to have you back.
Thank you very much, folks. It's great to be with you and appreciate you having me on this great festive occasion on the birth of our nation. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, when we talked about who do we want on for July 4th? And one of the greatest memories that I have of working in City Hall was July 4th and going to Staten Island for the Travis Avenue Parade, right?
Independence Day Parade, 4th of July Parade. Travis is the neighborhood that sort of weaves through, as we'll discuss. Yeah.
Yep. It is one of the most patriotic the most beautiful displays of being proud of being Americans. And that, to me, is what July 4th is all about. We are so lucky and so blessed to be in this nation, to be able to have our freedom, our liberties. And when you go to this parade, if you have any doubt, people, you just take the ferry to Staten Island, you know, grab an Uber, tell them you're going to the parade, and it will give you chills and make you feel great. It's, you know, it's that, and then the Macy's parade, the Macy's fireworks in the evening. But those are, that's what makes the best 4th of July. So Vito Fisella, the borough president of Staten Island, we want your impressions of the Travis Parade and how you must have been in this many times, probably more than most, right?
I think it's a great, you said it well. It's a reflection and embodiment, I think, of how great our country is. And it's done in such a small town feel. Yeah, in the big cities and all that good stuff, we got to remind ourselves, and the Travis Parade reminds us, that there are still great patriotic Americans living in these little neighborhoods that welcome the parade route, the up Victory, down Glen Street to Wild. And it's not the longest parade by any means, but it's probably the most intense patriotic parade you will ever go to. So we're going on more than 100 years of this. Wow. And they do it great every year.
And if somebody wanted to go, and basically from Manhattan or visitors, they take the ferry, and then what do they do? Where, I mean, are they? Is there a vantage point where they can see the parade?
Typically, the viewing stand is on Victory. They may move it. I'm not sure if they moved it this year. But you take the ferry. You could take an express bus to the Travis area. It's over by the West Shore Expressway and Victory Boulevard. And I think once you get there, you'll especially if you're doing nothing in the mm-hmm. middle of the city on that day and you're looking for some great dose of patriotism, that's where you go. And by the way, Victory Boulevard, a little note of history here, was renamed Victory after World War One. It was a different name. And in light of the victory after World War One, the Allied victory, the U.S., that street was changed to Victory Boulevard. And there's probably one of the longest roads in New York City.
You learn something new every day. I've been on that many times, and I did not know the origins of the name, and that makes me feel even better about Staten Island.
And if I'm not mistaken, the new name of the town is Travis, used to be called Linoleumville, where they actually made linoleum many years ago. So you need to fact check me on that, but I believe that to be true as well.
No, Vito, we won't fact check you.
Here, and what you have there is also multiple generations. These folks, some of these folks have been there for 2, 3, 5 generations, and it becomes, you know, they almost welcome you into their home. And you walk along the street, you literally walk into their front yards, they're handing you stuff from burgers mm-hmm. to hot dogs to beer or soda. And I think that's what that's what makes it so special.
Well, Vito, I think what you're describing is an overall kind of atmosphere that Staten Island kind of already exudes, you know, the other 364 days of the year. I mean, it's been striking to me to spend time, you know, in Manhattan and in Brooklyn and Queens and the Bronx, and then to go to Staten Island and for it to be part of the city, but for it to have such a different kind of warm atmosphere in many respects. And it really is a special place. I know that your councilman has, you know, suggested on a couple of occasions removing it from the formal part of the city. But I would be sad on some level if that was to happen, because I think that you're an important, vibrant part of what makes the five boroughs so special.
Well, thank you, Kevin. We agree with you. We think we have a great community 365 days a year. You know, my family's been in Staten Island since the 1850s.
Wow.
My father's family moved here almost 100 years ago as well. And maybe that's one of the reasons why there's always this bubble of secession. And it really peaked in 1993 when Christine was first coming to the parade. She saw that enthusiasm and intensity to say, we're tired of everything that's going wrong in the city. and we don't like the fact that crime is out of control and welfare is out of control and the city's not governable. We are people, by and large, that just stick to the basics, the fundamentals. We love our country. We like to keep our communities safe. We want to keep our families safe. So if you don't like that, we will be willing to break away. And you may recall that the vote was about 65% of Staten Islanders voted to secede, and probably the largest turnout in Staten Island history, which was doubly important. And now you mentioned the movement today about talking about secession, because for the last 7-8 years, we're starting to see that again.
Yeah, same
and
problems.
Those same folks.
You couldn't tell. I couldn't tell which year you were talking about when you were describing, you know, the
well,
problem. And that,
like,
my friend,
movie,
is
right?
The problem. So
this is called Bad Movie 2.
And yeah. Well, let's just take a break right here and then come back and we can reminisce a little bit more. I mean, you know, when Staten Island's proudest, the two dudes from Saturday Night Live are buying your ferries, there's still some special magic there on some level.
Yeah.
We're talking with Vito Fisella, borough president from Staten Island. And yet to come, we're also going to visit the Hamptons, where Christine's broadcasting from tonight. So stick around. It's Radio Nightlife. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, right now, it's the perfect time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. We've got changing weather, cold one day, warm the next. You know, that's a recipe for bronchitis, for nasal infections, for sinus infections, etc. But this is why you should be on Balance of Nature, because they're not like ordinary vitamins made with synthetics. No, they are natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients that will help you fight off those nasty colds. Each capsule has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables, and now you can give the gift of health through an annual subscription of Balance of Nature to your friends or family. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies when you call now. Good health is only a phone call away for those you love. So call Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code The Answer.
Attention homeowners. If you have a mortgage with Bank of America, Chase, Citibank, or any other major servicer, then you must pay attention. Regulators have reached a multi-million dollar settlement over foreclosure abuse claims. Your mortgage may be satisfied already. If not, you may be eligible for a principal reduction or a rate reduction as low as 2%. Call 1-800-731-6469. If you've been denied for a loan modification, harassed by your bank, stuck in document and voicemail hell, stop the madness and stay in your home. Barney Giannone, attorney at law, can help. Call 1-800-731-6469. Are you facing foreclosure? Received a summons or complaint? Behind on your mortgage? Call Barney Giannone. Foreclosure defense, mortgage modifications, and we will appear in court to defend your rights. Get help now and get protected.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at am970theanswer.com.
From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
And a reminder, before we're done tonight, Christine will break out the holiday weekend tips, and she's got a lot of them because there's a lot of stuff going on across the metro. She's live from the Hamptons tonight. I'm live from Cape May, New Jersey. We are grateful to have you with us. Vito Fisella is live from Staten Island. And Vito, we were talking about the kind of the special nature of Staten Island, and kind of how under the really hard times that the city's gone through, you guys have had kind of similar outlooks come around in some discussions about secession and other things. But you've also had some other things be revived. I mean, the Staten Island Yankees don't exist anymore, but now you've got the Staten Island Fairy Hawks. I mean, baseball's back. It's a sign that this is, you know, an up-and-coming place, you know, rivaling the other boroughs easily.
Yeah, and we think it's great. You know, our friend, mutual friend John Casamatidis, sort of helped lead a group to revive it. We're excited about it. In fact, I was just there literally 20 minutes ago looking ways to enhance it on a regular basis. So there are a lot of positive things going. And what you have is the backdrop, not to make this about secession, but in a way, isn't that what the 13 colonies did a number of years ago when they said enough is enough to the king? So we have that hot streak on Staten Island that every once in a while we say enough is enough. And we're good with that. In other words, we're not afraid to stand up. When they were talking about defund the police a couple of years ago, and folks around the city were saying, yes, let's defund the police, Staten Island 180 degrees the other way, and say, what are you, crazy? This is the dumbest thing we ever heard. So if that's the way you're going to be, you know, we want to break away. And the one final thought along the back to the parade route was actually this Victory Boulevard, the intersection of Cannon Avenue and Victory, was actually renamed Independence Way.
See, that's cause for celebration. Another reason we love Staten Island. All right, so now look, I'm going to veer a little bit because I know this is all about July 4th and hot dogs and everything, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask the borough president of Staten Island, Vito Fisella, what his favorite pizzeria is in Staten Island, because I have one. I have one, and it's Goodfellas. Okay, so I'm sorry for that. I just love it.
What's not to love? And I've spent a number of times eating Goodfellas, and not to take anything away from that. And that's the other thing folks need to know. We have some of the best restaurants going, you know, across the board. Obviously, we have a very large Italian population, so you can't get better Italian food than on Staten Island.
That's right.
And we love and we cherish our pizza. So if I had to pick, and we have dozens of them, my default is typically Donino's over in Port Richmond, on Port Richmond Avenue. It's
been an institution of Staten Island. I am blown away, Borough President, because I didn't know that we shared that in common. But of the I've eaten not nearly as many the pizzerias as you two probably have, because I've only been here, you know, a slice of the time that you guys have been. Note what I did there. Yucka, yucka,
yucka. Of the time. Very good.
But the garbage pie on the Donino's menu, when the first time I had it, and it's got a disgusting name. Who would order garbage pie? It is the most delectable experience that I've ever put in my mouth, bar none.
What happens, like in most areas, your own neighborhood has your favorite pizza haunt, right? So you can swing, you can go within about a mile and you'll have a great pizzeria. Sometimes you'll have two or three competing for each other, which is a very good thing. That's what I would say. You can't go wrong with pizza on Staten Island. How about that?
That's right.
That sounds
pretty accurate. I think that's a sure bet. It's a sure bet. And even the mayor, former mayor, de Blasio, when he went to Staten Island and he became famous overnight for eating his pizza with a fork, you know, the pizza he was eating, I believe, was the vodka pie, right? At Goodfellas, which is a very soupy pie.
Yeah,
so I had to give him...
Wow. Man, look at you trying to defend that.
Now, the other thing you all should know, if you don't know, obviously the Staten Island Ferry is iconic. And it's free, so if people want to come and tour Staten Island. We now have a relatively new high-speed ferry that leaves from Battery Park City as well as 34th Street on the west side, that you can be in Staten Island in 18 minutes.
And it's a beautiful ferry, too, NYC Ferry. It's run by Hornblower. They got the contract from them. They are a fantastic company. Yeah. It's a great way to get to Empire Outlets and do your back-to-school shopping, do your July 4th shopping. I mean, Empire Outlets is also a new gem in Staten Island.
We got a lot of positive things going on. The people back full circle, we still love this country. We think it's the greatest in the world. 4th of July still means much to us. The flag and what it represents, the suffering and those who gave their life for freedom through the last 200-plus years. That's what we so love, and we want to make it loud and clear that Staten Island is a great patriotic community. And Kevin and Christine, it was really wonderful to catch up with you both. I wish you the very happiest Independence Day.
Thank you, Vito.
As well. BP Vito Fisella from Staten Island, grateful for what he's doing for his country, particularly in his borough. Now, we've got a big treat for you. We're going to go up to where Christine is, out in the Hamptons. There's some big stuff going on in the next few weeks, and we want to just bring you in on it so you know about it. And then she's got tips up the wazoo and back for your holiday weekend. Don't go away.
There's nothing like hearing the songs you love on local radio, with no subscriptions and no monthly fees. But there's a new bill in Congress that could stop the music. If passed, this bill would tax your local radio station simply to play the music you love. Text LOCAL to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio stations. Help us keep you connected to the music, local news, weather, and traffic that you need each day. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Real estate is hot. Condos, co-ops, single and multifamily homes, as well as business properties. And there's never been a better time to know what forces are driving the real estate market. Knowledge is power. AM 970 The Answer is proud to present Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman, your premier source for real estate information. From the heart of New York City and the tri-state area to the most active real estate hotspots across America, keeping you plugged in to the latest real estate market trends, from mortgage news and legal developments to everything you need to know about buying or selling a property. Benefited by the advice of the experts and guided by its host, one of the most knowledgeable voices in the industry, Douglas Elliman's vice chair, the world famous Dottie Herman. If you're thinking about buying or selling a property or both, tune in to Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman, sponsored by Citizens Bank on AM 970 The Answer.
Spring means new beginnings and growth. So let's get your business's seeds planted with Salem Surround. Let us help your website bring you the leads your business needs to thrive. Let's make sure people find you faster and easier on the web. Our amazing team of media strategists are here to serve you with boots on the ground and real-world expertise. We live right here and know the communities you're trying to reach. We're media strategists, and we're very, very good at what we do. So let's grow together.
Visit Salem Surround New York.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Dennis Prager is not a fan.
You know, I've never called a president a bad name in my 40 years of broadcasting. We have a thug for a president. He's always been a thug. He's the most corrupt president in American history. He's the most dishonest. There has never been a president who so divided his people as Joe Biden.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3, on AM 970. The Answer.
New Jersey is currently participating in a governor's challenge, asking state military and civilian teams to embark on a process of collaborating, planning, and implementing suicide prevention best practices for service members, veterans, and their families statewide. Effective suicide prevention takes a combination of efforts to achieve far-reaching statewide changes and improvements. Stay tuned for future announcements on three priority areas that the New Jersey team is working on, and learn more about what you can do to help prevent suicide among service members, veterans, and their families. If you or someone you know is in emotional distress and or thinking about suicide, please call the confidential National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. This message is sponsored by the New Jersey Department of Human Services, Division of Mental Health and Addiction Services, the New Jersey Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer. Back to Kevin McCullough and Radio Night Live from New York.
And if you're just joining us, the purpose of this entire broadcast that we do all week long with different topics and information each night, financial, legal, wellness, travel, etc. It's all built around the idea of reestablishing New York City, but really by extension, the entire tri-state metro as the most influential, the most important, and the funnest place to live on planet Earth. And on Fridays, I'm always joined by that great co-host, Christine Nicholas, who you just heard us cutting up in the earlier in the show in the monologue. And then, we've been visiting with Vito. But we get to turn, Christine, to the piece of geography where you're reporting to us from tonight. And that is the Hamptons is always a kind of a place to go and experience some real summer. And we've got a real special guest. Why don't you introduce Josh?
We do. I'm very, very excited to have Josh Schneps on the line. This is the first time that Josh is on Radio Night Live. So welcome, Josh Schneps. I happen to know your mom really well, Vicki Schneps, who, oh my goodness, she is a legend. If you don't know Schneps Communications, I'm sure you do. You just don't know you don't know it, because they have like now 30 some odd publications. It started in Queens. And now you guys own Dan's Papers, which is really the established newspaper out here in the Hamptons, so that if you want to know what to do or to see or whatever or where to go, you pick up Dan's Papers. So welcome, Joshua Schnapps. Pleasure to have you.
I love it. That was a great sales pitch. Thank you so much. I didn't even have to pay for that. That's amazing.
She's good at that, Josh.
I really appreciate the opportunity.
As you can tell, she's quite good at that.
Well, tell us about what you are doing. I mean, Kevin and I referred to this earlier, but so many newspaper and magazines are now doing events, which are really successful. You guys are the most successful. But what do you have planned for the Hamptons this summer?
Yeah, so, you know, Dan's Papers is really an iconic brand in the Hamptons. It's been out there forever. Dan Rettiner was actually the founder of the newspaper. It started in Montauk, and it really evolved over the years into a media company. So, you know, in addition to a weekly news magazine, we also have a big digital presence at danspapers.com. And this is now our 11th summer hosting Dan's Taste events. And basically, they're big parties around food and drink, celebrating the local chefs, the local wineries in the community. So danstaste.com has a list of all the events. But the next one is our Rosé Soiree, which is just a really fantastic party that's taking place Saturday evening, July 9th, right in the heart of Southampton at the Muses.
If you've never been, the Muses is a beautiful new location, and I've been to several things there, Josh. What a great setting! What is the agenda for the evening? How will they be displaying the different wines, and what else will people experience when they come?
Yeah, it's really like a walk around indoor outdoor party with live music and entertainment. All of the different rosés are going to be pouring there. At different tables, you basically, you know, get a pass. And when you come in, it includes all the food and all the drink that you could imagine. So there's like a wide variety of wines that are going to be poured, both local from the Hamptons and North Fork, as well as national and international wines. So you really get a chance to walk around and taste each one of them. And then we have local chefs that are going to be serving up bites. And there's a terrific lineup of restaurants from both the North and South Fork, including 75 Main, which is right on Main Street in Southampton, Calissa, Spiro's, Union Sushi and Steak. I mean, many other ones that are really just a great way to go out, have fun. There's a full bar also. People aren't into wine. We have cocktails, and we have all different beers, and really something for everybody. It's really just it's really just a great way to have fun.
Well, it sounds terrific. And, you know, what a beautiful setting. Really a terrific idea. Tell us how to get tickets and how much tickets cost.
Yes. Yeah, so you can go online. It's the easiest way to do it at danstaste.com, danstaste.com. You can click on the event that you're interested in. So the next one is our Rosé Soiree. The tickets start at $99 and includes all you can eat and all you can drink, as well as, you know, great entertainment. So, really, it's probably the cheapest ticket in town when it comes to the Hamptons.
That's a bargain in the Hamptons.
Yeah,
and
so.
If you're not able to go the 9th because it's next weekend, I notice you also have something. It's a fried chicken and bubbly, two of my favorite things. So how did you come up with that concept?
You know, we always are trying to, you know, reinvent and improve. And, who doesn't like seafood and fried chicken and champagne and you know, wine and liquor? So, it's a great combination. I should also mention that we have great hosts. So for the Rosé Soiree, our hosts are Chef Rocco DeSpirito. He's an amazing chef. If you get a VIP ticket, it actually includes his autographed book as well as a taste. He's going to be cooking for the VIP guests, as well as Sarah Gore, who's on television. She's a great host of a couple of shows. And then our next two events, which you were referring to, are the weekend of August 5th and 6th. That's a Friday night is Grill Hampton. And we have a huge host for that weekend. It's Food God, who many of you may know. He has like millions of social media followers, is, you know, like huge in the culinary scene on social. And Grill Hampton is all about grilled fare. There'll be everything from burgers to vegetables grilled up. And it puts East End chefs against New York City chefs. So they kind of compete, and everyone that attends gets to vote on what was their favorite dish. And the one with the most votes really gets crowned the Grill Hampton champion for the year. So it's a fun event, and it's a great way to interact with the chefs. And it's also just a great way for the chefs to gain some visibility for their establishments.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you do that, because there is so much attention in the culinary world globally given to Manhattan and New York specifically. And there, in the trips that my wife and I have spent in the Hamptons, we have eaten some of the best food we've ever eaten on the East Coast. So this is a great way to show a lot of that off. And congratulations, Josh, on what sounds like it's going to be a very, very successful season for you.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. And, you know, that following evening, Saturday, is then Bubbles, which was the event around fried chicken, seafood, and champagne. But again, there's something for everybody at all these events. And, you know, it's just a great way to have a night out, you know, in the East End of the Hamptons.
DansTaste.com.
Yes, that's it.
And that's where you go. And friends, you can get your tickets and see all of the events coming up. And Josh, please come back. I know that they do things seasonally out there, and we'll pick your brain from time to time.
Thank you so much.
Great. Give our best to Vicky.
I certainly will. Take care.
All right. There he goes. Enjoy the Hamptons. Kevin McCullough coming right back with Christine Nicholas. Don't go away.
Numbers mean much to me because of prostate cancer. I'm Johnny Braggs, the number two. For my stepfather, who died of prostate cancer, and my uncle, who suffered so much after prostate cancer surgery. The number 15. 15 years since Dr. Lederman's successful treatment of my prostate cancer. The number 0, which is my PSA. 0, after Dr. Lederman's successful prostate cancer treatment. What every man wants. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4. Important for every man with prostate cancer. 1, getting the most successful treatment. 2, avoiding radical robotic surgery. 3, keeping sexual function. 4, maintaining urinary control. Call my Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES, to consider his prostate cancer treatment for you. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. 1384 Broadway at 38th. Call 212-CHOICES for prostate cancer treatment. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. I'm glad I did. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/HR for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/HR.
Hey, I just spoke to my buddy Alex Kinsella at Route 22 Toyota, and he told me that anyone looking to beat these ridiculous gas prices should get over to see them at Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey. That's because they've got one of the area's largest inventories of new Toyota vehicles, including the most fuel-efficient vehicles, like the 39-mile-per-gallon Toyota Camry, the 41-mile-per-gallon RAV4 Hybrid, or the one that started it all, Toyota Prius, which gets a combined 56 miles per gallon. No need to remortgage your house just to fill up the tank. Call Route 22 Toyota at 973-705-8905. Let them show you which fuel-efficient Toyota is right for you. Plus, they're making it easier than ever to get out of your gas guzzler by offering 125% of book value on your trade. That's right, any make, any model. 973-705-8905. Schedule an appointment at Route 22 Toyota. They'll give you 125% book value towards a fuel-efficient Toyota. And remember, tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right. Very glad that you've been able to join us for this 4th of July weekend edition of Radio Night Live. And as I've been promising, Christine is loaded with stuff for your weekend. And, Christy, we've been talking a lot about the Staten Island Parade, which I think kicks off at noon. But there's another parade that is also going on in the city that day. And if people can't get to Staten Island, maybe they can go to, what is it, Lower Manhattan?
Lower Manhattan. There's the Lower Manhattan Historical Society will be hosting their July 4th parade. Starts also at noon, goes to 2 p.m. And it starts at Castle Clinton, right on the water in the Battery. It really is
I had a castle. I didn't know about that. Nobody told me.
It's a great parade as well, a little bit smaller. But there's so much history, American history, in Lower Manhattan. So if you can't get to Staten Island, head over to Lower Manhattan. And then at some point, Kevin, we really should go over to Francis Tavern. That is one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
And it's still operating as a tavern. You can still actually have, food and drink there, which is pretty, pretty special. And then we thank Borough President Vito Fasella for talking about the Travis Parade, just so that you know the start is at Independence Park, corner of Victory and Glen Streets in Staten Island at 12 noon, if you want to head out to Staten Island. Beautiful day for a ferry ride as well. The Yankees will be away, hopefully continuing their winning streak. And the Mets, they need to turn things around here. The Mets are home playing the Texas Rangers at 4:10 p.m. on Saturday and 1:40 p.m. on Sunday. And then the grand finale, the Macy's 4th of July free fireworks show, which is celebrating its 46th anniversary this year. This is the nation's largest Independence Day fireworks show, and it will begin at nightfall, which is around 9:20 p.m. So the best views that you'll want to get situated in hours in advance are along the East River. So there'll be five barges this year, between East 23rd and East 42nd Street on the East River. Again, I'm going to give a plug for Arthur Bacall River Park, which is a gorgeous restaurant right at the Appella Center, right on the East River.
And I'm going to give a plug, too, for the Atlantis and our friends that operate that. They still have, I believe, spots for the 4th of July. So you'd have to call them tonight, but you could do that and see it via the water. And I don't know if you've ever done
that, Christine,
but it's got to be spectacular.
It really is. It is a wonderful way. And then often they will put the radio on for the Macy's, so you'll hear the Philharmonic and you'll hear all of that patriotic music. But that is a great boat. That's AM 970, I think, has had a couple of events there over the years.
It
really is terrific. So, but again, Macy's.com/fireworks. NBC will broadcast it live. So that's from 8 to 10. And then I believe they do a rebroadcast right afterwards. So it's a great way to enjoy July 4th, wherever you are. Hit the beach if you can. Coney Island, all the beaches in New York City are opened. So if you can't get to Cape May or the Hamptons, New York City has some fabulous beaches. Even Staten Island has beaches. Vito didn't mention them, but they've got some great beaches, too.
Yeah. Well, as you would expect. Well, Christine, it's been a phenomenal broadcast. Thank you for all your extra work on all the tips and everything. And broadcasting from the Hamptons, joining us.
Oh, it's very difficult. It's a tough slog. But I want to thank AB and Nick for putting this together with
That's
me.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And live from Cape May, I'm Kevin McCullough. She's Christine Nicholas in the Hamptons. We'll be back in our studio next go around, most likely. But have a great 4th. Love your country. Maybe say a prayer for it. Sure does need it these days. We'll see you next time.